Well, welcome to the prayer segment for the Bethel United Methodist Church. And if you click on the slides portion of the website, you'll see the ones that we know about, that we list in the church bulletin, that we pray for and we lift up. But we always know there's always people that we don't know about. And, you know, we are praying people, and we can pray prayers of intercession for people that don't even know that we're interceding for them. Because the world needs hope, and that's our prayer, that especially during this time of the year, Easter, the world calls it Easter, I know it as Resurrection Sunday, but we can come in a prayer of agreement with and for. So with that said, I think that I have a prayer that I found that I want to share. It's not my prayer, it's a prayer that just sort of touches a little bit for this particular time of the year. Join me in prayer. Lord Jesus, you are the resurrection and life. Evil could not defeat you. Your sin could not overcome you. Your death could not keep you in the grave. Your throne was a cross, and your glory is an empty tomb. Praise be to God. So today, on Resurrection Sunday, I praise you for your undeniable power. You defeated death when you rose from the grave. Yet I do not have a fear of death. Thank you for loving us enough to die for our sins and rising again. And wake up our hearts with the rumble of the resurrection. And let the joy erupt like angels on resurrection morning, on every day of our life. And turn our heart away from distraction so that we can focus on what you have given to us, this gift of life and life eternal. Lord, you are the risen Christ indeed, and I thank you because I'm also risen with you, and what a joy it is as we pray the prayer Jesus taught. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and to forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. But lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. And pray you're having a wonderful resurrection day in Jesus' name. Amen. God loves you, and so do I.